Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We will be joined by Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals. That's coming up at 8:45, so you don't want to miss that. We wanted to get into Caleb Williams' pro day here. The presumed number one overall pick out of USC had his pro day at Southern Cal yesterday. We know that Adam Peters and the contingent for the Commanders was there, as was obviously the Bears front office led by Ryan Poles.
Now,
Eberflus, what Jay was Waldron, their offensive coordinator, and more.
What was the consensus on the day? Now, I've watched every throw. On via YouTube, and I'm just really curious because I mean, obviously the ball. The first thing that I notice is everything's a spiral. He spins it right.
So he
does.
I heard Lewis Riddick say that he was good, not fantastic.
I didn't think it was overwhelming. Like
he clearly has a cannon. I mean, the one that went viral is the deep ball that he threw about 80 yards.
See, I didn't think he has a cannon. I think he's got a very strong arm, but he doesn't have like a Will Levis arm or even like. Who is the guy that was
Joe Milton?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many guys I think that have stronger arms, but I don't think that's important.
He threw 170 yards, I thought.
I thought it was 60, but maybe it was 70. But either way, he's got a strong enough arm to make all the throws. Yeah. That's not a concern.
I mean, you don't need to throw the ball 100 yards.
But I thought some of the longer throws, like receivers were kind of turning around backwards, catching. Like it wasn't the cleanest thing I've ever seen. I'm just wondering, did other people see that too?
Again, I just heard Lewis Riddick from ESPN and. It sounded like he thought that he had a really good day, but not a perfect day.
Far from
perfect.
He
missed some throws, but he accomplished what he wanted to accomplish, which was show that he can execute from the pocket.
He's a little heavier and thicker than I had anticipated.
6'1", 220 is what
probably
he's
put on some. Probably put
he
on a little
like
weight.
He put on a little weight.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, he's not real tall, 6'1", yeah.
You don't need your quarterback to be shredded.
For sure.
I mean, it went viral this year with Patrick Mahomes and his dad bod, right?
Yeah, I think it's a little overstated, but
he's not what you would call shredded.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to be shredded. Hall and Roadhouse.
No. I don't know. I thought the stuff that he threw, the short stuff, like to the running back, that was like was really nice timing, and I think those are hard throws. Like the screens, you know, just the rhythms. But the longer developing stuff, I didn't think was great.
I think he'll be just fine. It seems like fait accompli, the Bears are going to select him because they traded away Justin Fields. I know some Commanders fans are freaking out that the Commanders went to J.J. McCarthy's, or they're going to J.J. McCarthy's pro day.
I think they have to.
Yeah, it's due diligence.
You absolutely have to.
I think you're
right. They got to go to all of them.
They are.
They're even the Penix, they got to go to the second round guys, too. You got all the guys. You got to see them all.
Mm-hmm.
And see where they stack up. I have no problem with it.
I mean, I don't either.
Here, what if, I mean, this would never happen. What if Drake May tore his ACL on his pro day?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? And you got to be able to take somebody else. So you got to see all these other guys.
Yeah.
Right? Of course. And I'm not saying that's why they're doing it.
But what if they think the other guys are fairly similar?
That could happen, sure.
And then they like one guy's personality more.
I just think you have to, like you said, first of all, you got all the time in the world to look at all these guys. What else are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, their big board is set.
They already signed all their guys.
Their board is set. It's
right. So you send your scouts or whoever, the coaches, and go out and look at all these players.
Did you see
their
other reviews?
Big board is set.
I mean, it's you're, what, a month out from the draft now? 5 weeks? Like, I'm guessing it's mostly, might not be 100% complete, but most of the work's probably already done.
I don't know. They're probably waiting to see some of these guys in their pro days.
I think these guys work on that board all the way until the night before.
Oh, they definitely do. They definitely do.
It's
fluid. They're not chilling. They didn't go see Roadhouse yesterday. Drap, did you see other reviews beyond Riddick's that JP mentioned?
I just saw people similar saying that he
was
looked
good,
like,
not great.
Well, they said he looked like, you know, the first overall pick in the draft.
He did.
Maybe not the, you know, greatest ever. I just see so many people talking about his mannerisms, though.
Like, what was his mannerism that they're picking up on?
Like, Twitter was having fun. That, like, they said he was, like, saying what's up to people that weren't really there, and, like, they say it was like a joke going around last night. The acts just like Carl Anthony Towns. Like, he's just kind of goofy, and he was pretending.
They think he's like aloof and kind of weird.
Yeah, like he was pretending not to see Keenan Allen there on the sideline, and then he made Keenan say hi to him. So then he turned around and said hi to him.
Oh,
it was just
okay.
Like a bunch. Like, he's definitely, there's something different about him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he can't be a stud, or he's just for a quarterback
might be a
to lead
bit
your
of...
team. He's just a little different, and I don't know if I'm comfortable with
right.
him.
He's polarizing for sure, too, that the internet does scrutinize him. I actually, not in these interviews, but when he was at the Combine where he didn't participate, I actually was impressed with his personality.
You were, yeah. I saw a couple of the answers. I didn't see a ton. It's weird. Prodigies are often, and he's kind of a prodigy. He's been kind of talked about a lot, you know, since high school and his freshman year, big impact right away. They're often a little bit different, a little bit aloof, a little different.
Yeah,
so maybe
a lot
it's
of them
just that.
Have also been coddled since they're probably 10 years old.
That's part of it. It's part of being a prodigy.
Definitely plays into it.
Yeah, but look, there's plenty of other stud quarterbacks. I mean, Trevor Lawrence has been a stud his entire life.
Don't you think he's a little aloof? He's a little different, right?
I don't know.
No, not really.
He's just quiet.
I don't like his hair.
Do you get that from Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud? No,
I don't know them well enough. I can't comment. Bryce Young seems very grounded and down to earth.
Yes.
I don't know. C.J. Stroud.
He's the same way. He's kind of the same way.
Yeah. He might end up being, for some reason, as you're talking about this draft, it's popping in my head that he might be like a Jay Cutler type personality where for some reason.
That's not a great comp.
No, but Jay Cutler was really talented, great arm. And he overall was a pretty good quarterback.
He was okay.
But he seemed removed from the team, like almost like he's better than them.
Well, there's an
aloofness. An aloofness. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Does he got teammates that die for him, that swear by him? Like, what?
Not sure.
Well, isn't that actually what the knock is against Daniels? Isn't that the knock that we heard against Daniels, that somebody said certainly at Arizona State, that they didn't vouch for him, that it wasn't great?
I don't know much about
his time.
When he left, they did something to his locker.
Yeah, what did they do, Drab? There was something viral?
They raided his locker when he announced his transfer.
Well,
they said, get out of here, loser.
I could kind of see that. Guys get bitter when you transfer. I could maybe see that.
Yeah. I don't know.
When my son decommitted from Bellarmine, right, before his freshman year, he called the coach, and he put on the group text to the team that he was transferring to Marist, or, you know, decommitting. And immediately got off it because he knew they were going to trash him. Immediately got off the group text. Right.
Probably
after you say, hey, good luck.
Yeah, he doesn't want to see any of that negativity.
Yeah, because that's just what they do.
Yeah.
So maybe I could give it a pass for them trashing a locker.
He's going to be set up for success.
Not everybody's 100% liked. There's always going to be a few people out there that just...
I am. Everybody loves me.
Yeah, that's my point.
He's going to be set up for success, though, with the two receivers and Keenan Allen, who was there.
Yeah, exactly.
And DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, a good tight end. We talked about this. DeAndre Swift, pretty good offensive line. If you look at PFF ratings, pretty good defense, especially second half of the season.
And a lot of the
mocks probably need to make the playoffs for Eberflus to save his job.
Maybe not. That's, if you have a young prodigy who's playing well. What if they go? What if they win 7-8 games with him?
They already won 7 games last year.
Yeah, true.
They have a lot of mocks, by the way, having another receiver go there too. in the top 10 with that number 9 pick.
Yeah.
So I mean, that'd be another piece.
You can get
for
Malik
him
Nabers there.
That would be a steal.
Yeah. So, I mean, he'll have plenty of guys to throw to.
Yeah.
But
so you tease Grudog cakes. I actually heard Gruden talk about it, but Gruden on his son show, right? Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where this audio is coming
from.
I think
it's his son's
show. He does a gambling show he participates in. Is that the one with the son?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He was talking about what the Commanders, he thinks they should do with the number 2 pick, assuming Caleb Williams goes number 1.
Yep.
If you're the Commanders GM today, and the draft is today, who are you drafting a quarterback?
Caleb Williams going number 1?
Caleb Williams is going number 1.
Right now, I'd probably say Jaden Daniels. Drake will probably be more of a project, probably a little bit more of an upside. Jaden, if you want to start a guy right now and have some explosive plays early, Jaden's an exciting guy. He can let it rip down the field. I do worry about his ability to stay healthy. He's a thinly built guy, and he does take a lot of hits. That's what big concern I have with Jaden, but he's talented as hell.
It does seem like the growing buzz is that Drake May,
while
he's wildly talented, it may take a year or two of seasoning to get him where you need him to be.
But what's the better play if you're Adam Peters?
On Herbert, though, too.
Yeah. But what's the better play if you're Adam Peters? Shouldn't you, if your job is the long-term best interest of the franchise, Jay Gruden is correct that there's more upside in Drake
you
May.
You want just a sugar high.
Shouldn't you take
the
more upside guy? This is why I said I'm couching my prediction on 9 or 10 wins. Because I think if they take Jaden Daniels, I think they got a real shot at making the playoffs next year. If they take Drake May, I think it's going to be a slow build-up, a la Josh Allen, and we've talked about it many times. Josh Allen, rookie season, you looked at those numbers, terrible. Second season, a little bit better. Third season, he was Josh Allen.
But what, you're just buying into what everyone else is saying.
Yes, of course.
But you could also be tantalized.
I mean, Jaden Daniels could suck.
Yes. What if Drake May is Justin Herbert, and they just toss him the keys from week one, and he's just
the man. I know.
Like, I get that could potentially happen. Mm-hmm. Or he could fall on his face suck.
Of course. Who knows?
The only thing
that slightly concerns me about Drake is he hasn't played as much college football as some of these other guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I like experienced guys.
You like experience, but he's younger. I mean, you want the younger guy with the upside.
The age doesn't bother me that much.
I wouldn't call him a project. I don't like Grudahl call him a project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he just might mean in kind of the Jordan Love way. That's what Orlovsky on ESPN said, that he believes Drake May needs kind of that Jordan Love type of grooming.
I think all these guys need that grooming. I don't think any of them are ready to step in right away and be like Andrew Luck.
I mean, CJ Stroud just did it.
It's just rare. It's rare.
He had the greatest year ever of any rookie quarterback. I mean, I don't think it'll be duplicated. I'll be stunned if Caleb does anything similar to what CJ did.
I would not be.
I mean, he just had the greatest year ever. And you think somebody's going to duplicate it that very next season?
Yeah. I think Caleb Williams, as I said, is set up for success.
Well, I'm just surprised that Gruden, knowing what he went through with Robert, you know, who had a similar skill set. I think that Jaden's probably more complete, you know, more of a football player than Robert really was. But I'm surprised that he would lean towards Jaden Daniels, to be honest with you.
But he did say, if you want to win, like, now.
Right, but I agree with you. I don't think that should be Adam Peters' number one priority. If he wanted to just win now, he'd go sign old free agents and just, you know what I mean? Like, big-name guys and plug them in for 1 year. Mm. I don't know.
Well, they're both good. I think that they evaluate the players and see them as close. And so then it becomes
totally
a preference
different thing. I don't know how.
I don't have a read on who they're going to pick. I'm like you. I go back and forth. When Quinn said game changers, convinced, that was a tell. It's going to be Jaden Daniels. But Adam Peters may be playing the long game.
Right.
And the long game could be Jaden Daniels. But I think a lot of the conventional wisdom is the long game is Drake May will ultimately be better. And so they would take him.
I just don't want to see Marcus Mariota start week one. That delivers zero.
That's only happening if there's an injury. I truly believe that.
Or if the coaching staff just looks at whoever they drafted and said,
He needs a month, 6 weeks.
Right.
When is the LSU pro day and when is the North Carolina pro day?
Next week. LSU is like
27th, maybe 28th.
Yeah, I think the Carolina one might be the 28th.
So maybe next Thursday.
Soon.
I know what you're saying.
I know you're saying, but CJ Stroud, and CJ Stroud obviously had a great year. That's just an outlier with guys. It just is. I mean, Trevor Lawrence had a better college career than Caleb Williams. He was a better college quarterback.
And he won
a national championship. He went to two.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just built for the NFL.
Right.
And look at what he did in his rookie year.
I know.
He struggled.
It was a tough one.
So,
it was a tough watch.
I don't know. I mean, just.
But Justin Herbert had a good rookie season.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even possible. And that wasn't by design. It was supposed to be Tyrod Taylor starting, and you ease Justin Herbert in. And then the stupid Chargers doctor went and deflated his lung before
and
the
Burrow
game.
Burrow was right. having a good season. Did Burrow get hurt his rookie season?
I'm trying to remember.
Is that when he tore his knee up against the Skins?
I don't know if that was rookie or second year.
I thought he got hurt his second year.
Maybe that was the second.
He got hurt. Wasn't Chase Young in on the play?
At the goal line.
I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he made the actual play. We might have forced the pressure that, mm-hmm. that caused the injury.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a rookie, Joe Burrow played in 10 games.
All right, so he did get
13
hurt.
Touchdowns with just 5 picks. He was off to a pretty solid year. So, I mean, there have been more than just C.J. Strouds coming in and playing really well.
No, the point is C.J. Stroud had the greatest year ever. It's not that there haven't been other guys come in and play well.
It doesn't happen every year.
He had the greatest ever.
Like Baker Mayfield's rookie season, didn't he?
He was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, guys could come in and play okay, for sure. C.J. Stroud just had the greatest of all time.
I'm going to bet more on rookie quarterbacks struggling than
crushing
it in year one.
Good, not great.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like C.J. Stroud had the greatest ever.
An amazing campaign.
Really hard to think that someone's going to match that.
Yeah, Valdez right brings away. Up Baker Mayfield as a rookie, 14 games played, 27 touchdowns with 14 picks.
That's a solid rookie campaign.
He just declined.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe then he bounced back.
He bounced back a little bit.
Yeah.
And hey, he's got a $100 million contract.
Right.
Good for him. All right, coming up later in the show, Dylan Strom is going to join us at 8:45. Next, we'll get an EB's entertainment page. We're going to tease a collab between two of EB's favorite artists. We'll play the tune for you next here on the Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, maybe? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live, Rickies. It's time now for the entertainment page, which, of course, is sponsored.
Driven to you by, I got it here, Cakes.
That's all it is.
Entertainment page is driven by BMW Fairfax. Keep telling you, he may not be the most interesting guy in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X Series models, only for a limited time. Find out more information at BMWFairfax.com.
And when you visit, of Fairfax,
make sure you tell them your boy EB sent you and ask for my guy, Mike Walker. All right. So first things first here, I think we need to go around the room. Is this okay? I don't know if the people will care.
All right.
But we rate Roadhouse since we all saw it. Sure. Cakes right. officially gave it three.
Three cake batters out of five.
Right. Lurch, be honest. I know you were entertained. I know you
I was entertained. I'll give it a four.
Wow.
That's generous.
Four is pretty good.
I'll give it a four just because I was entertained.
Sure. JP? It's all about entertainment.
I'm with Cakes. It's a campy B-like movie. You have to suspend your disbelief. Just have fun. Most it feels like a movie that should be on TNT on, you know, late
I
night.
I thought it was worthy of a big screen.
Yeah, it's fine. I give it a three.
It's good action.
Three out of five.
I'm going to give it 3.25 cavities.
0.25.
Okay.
3.25.
Yeah.
Hey, I like your
it was a little bit better. I mean, actually, there was some twist in there.
A tad over three. Yeah, I don't mind
bit,
that.
A little bit over three. But I mean, there was a lot of crazy. Action.
I mean,
what were the twists?
Well, I didn't expect. I can't remember. But I just there were certain things. I didn't think there was going to be sort of any mystery.
What was the twist?
I felt like there were little twists.
Like what?
It was a whodunit.
It was a little bit of a twist.
Was the twist that that Brandt wanted the property so he could bring in all the drugs or build all the hotels?
I don't know. Maybe. I know. I could kind of see that. No, I understood that. No, maybe like when the dad, they thought there was a setup.
At the very end.
Okay. At the very end. There were some little things here and there.
Roadhouse, a classic whodunit.
No, it wasn't that. But there were little tiny little twists in there.
So a little double cross.
Yeah, spy thriller.
I liked it. 3.25, but it was of course ridiculous, but I was entertained. All right, Drap.
I'll slap three silky panties on it. It's the perfect streaming movie. Like,
big actor,
terrible cast, acting outside of that. Hopefully, you'll never hear from this ever again after you watch it. It's like that Ryan Reynolds movie that was on Netflix with the airplanes.
I don't think I watched it.
Yeah, it was like popular for a week.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Valdez.
Definition of mid, 2.5.
2.5 crab claws.
2.5 is pretty low.
It was
pretty
fine.
Low.
Mike Marr, you're a big UFC mark. There were definitely UFC scenes sprinkled in.
Yeah, I'll go 3.5.
Okay.
And I'll give it that half point, bring it up from a 3 just because the last 20 minutes, I like the ending fight scenes.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't expect him. I mean, I guess I saw him messing with the dynamite, but I didn't expect him to blow up the boat.
Okay.
Yeah, he almost killed his girlfriend.
Yeah. I don't know. There was some drama.
Spoiler alert.
He pulled that nice boat, too. It was such
a nice boat. It was unnecessary.
So nice.
I don't know.
That bar just made me want to go to Secrets.
Yeah. I mean, how
it makes you want to go to like a beachside bar, no doubt.
Yeah, but I mean, it is absurd.
The Key West of Ocean City.
The band has to be behind a cage. Because
now, again, that's a nod.
That's an homage
to the
original.
The original Roadhouse. The blind guitarist, his name's escaping me, who is playing behind chicken wire the whole time because the crowd is too rowdy.
Yeah.
So that somebody did tweet us that there are indeed some crocodiles in the Keys.
Really? I did not know this.
All right, there you go.
According to a tweeter.
Jeff Healy is your thing.
Jeff Healy, that's right.
All right, so here you go. This is interesting to me. So we talked about the new James Bond, right?
Yeah.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. Did you know? He's 33 years old.
Okay.
His wife is 57.
Whoa.
He married a woman 24 years old. Is that 24 years old.
It's called the drabby. That's the drab move.
It's
the opposite.
That doesn't happen very often, dude. He got married to her when he was, so you do the math on this, JB. He was 22, so 11 years ago, so she was 46.
He's into older women.
He says he just grew up too quickly. He says, what most people were doing in their 20s, I was doing when I was 13. Hmm. What does that mean? Was he like Valdez at a playground in skins?
Might have been.
Sounds like it.
Was he also, Jason, you might know this. Was he also in Savages? I think he might have been one of the co-stars in Savages along with the dude from Lone Survivor, whose name's escaping me.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do a deep dive now.
Yeah, what's that guy's name?
Look at his filmography.
He met
Taylor.
Taylor something.
Yeah.
They met on the set of Nowhere Boy.
Okay.
They got married. So they met in 2009. They got married in 2012. They already have. He's 33. He's already got a 13. Imagine that. He's 33.
He's already got
a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had two other kids from her previous marriage that are 25 and 15.
So he was the he was Taylor Kitsch's sidekick in Savages, wasn't he?
That's right. Good flick. Good
really
movie.
Good.
Dude, that's a wild story. And apparently, listen, it doesn't
bother me. His wife's attractive.
Yeah, she's attractive, sure. But it's wild, but people are just grilling him online, of course.
That's all they do. They never give you props for anything. They just kill you.
Yeah.
This guy, he's not good looking enough to be James Bond.
You don't think?
Not at all.
Yeah. Well, hold on. You have to let everybody know that you have a weird infatuation with Daniel Craig.
Well, because he leaps off the screen at you. His body, he's James. He looks like a James Bond. Roger Moore, Sean Connery.
Yeah.
These are gorgeous looking guys. This guy, he looks like a guy from Maryland or, you know.
What? He looks like a guy from the Dina?
There's nothing extremely handsome about this guy.
You fancy him up, you put him in a tux. Yeah, well, swing his hair back. He looks silly.
There was some promo picture of him with his shirt off. He was all ripped and everything.
In my opinion, he's way more handsome than Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig's old. He's on the way out.
Well, now, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also don't like guys with long hair.
Bond can't have long hair.
We were supposed to get Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Was supposed to be James Bond.
Idris Elba. Yeah.
Robert Pattinson's way too much of a wussy looking guy.
He played Batman
dog.
Okay, wore a costume, but he's a wussy. Robert Pattinson?
It worked.
You're just thinking of Twilight. He grew out of that.
He's still scrawny wuss.
Henry Cavill. Or okay, Cavill, whatever
that,
it
that
is.
Works. Superman.
Yeah. Those are three stud looking guys that could be James Bond. This three name donk. Get out of here.
I think you're sleeping a little bit on Aaron Taylor Johnson's dreamy good looks.
I know, but James Bond is supposed to woo you.
It's supposed to be like dashing.
All right, hold on.
And then that's not the face of somebody that can put you to bed.
Okay. He's better looking than me. I'll give him that. But that's about it.
They'll hook him up.
Bar's low.
He's like a 7.5.
All right, hold on.
They should have put Tom Wilson in there. Tom Wilson should be James Bond.
First of all, he looks better with short hair. I don't know what. Why? I just. Is he losing his hair? Is that why he's doing the long hair bit?
I have no idea.
Possibly.
But then there are some where he looks all dreamy in his underwear, you know, with his abs, his annoying abs.
Yeah, I saw that same picture.
Yeah. God, I do not like dudes with long hair.
Hope he doesn't request the Bond girl or some grandma.
Unless they do a mullet.
It's a funny bit.
I like mullets.
You like mullets, but you don't like long hair?
Yeah, but I don't like pretty boy long hair. I like redneck long hair.
Okay.
Who said his wife was silly?
He said she's attractive.
She's fit. She's fit.
But she's...
She's good for him. Two average looking people.
Man, you are crushing him.
Well, if it's James Bond.
Right.
There's a certain degree of handsomeness you have to have.
Can you just let him do the first Bond movie and see if he's any good before you just destroy him? He might actually be good in the role.
You know what? I just need him to be good looking.
You know what? I don't even care. I stopped caring about James Bond in the mid-80s.
The only one who cares about Bond here is Valdez.
Valdez, yes.
Like Bond.
Nobody else cares.
I'm with you on that.
Those kind of movies, though.
You're not going to see that.
I see Mission Impossible. I like those.
Yeah, but you're just not into it.
I like a guy like jumps off the Burj Khalifa.
Unless it's showing in your garage when you're hitting golf balls.
Yeah, what's the last Bond movie you saw?
Probably saw the last one.
No, you probably didn't.
You saw Spectre.
I saw the one where he jumped off with the motorcycle. Didn't that one? Didn't I see that one? I saw that one.
That's Mission Impossible. Yeah, that's not Bond.
Bond.
It's Tom Cruise.
Who was the last Bond?
Daniel Craig.
I don't know if I did see. What was the last one he did? What was the last one he did?
Is it Spectre?
I'm not sure.
You're
the Bond expert, Valdez.
Oh, I'll watch it this weekend.
By the way,
I'm going to bet against
that. Apparently, they met. It's about Robin the Cradle.
Jason's going to fall out of his chair. He's going to watch Spectre over the tournament.
She was casting a biopic.
Yeah. Biopic.
Biopic. I always say biopic.
Yeah.
Beatles biopic.
Yeah.
Nowhere Boy. He was 17 when they started hooking up.
Yeah, she likes the youngins. It's like the stories about these. Hands us every 3 months about the teacher banging a 15-year-old.
Oh, No Time to Die. That was the last one.
No Time to Die.
Yeah, that one kind of stunk.
I don't know. I'm interested. I like that kind of stuff. I do.
Says the guy who probably hasn't seen a Bond movie since P. Pierce Brosnan took over.
I don't think that's true. I like those kind of action.
By the way, Timothy Dalton, the most nubs Bond outside of the George Lazenby dude who had the one off
from Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, George was kind of silly.
Maybe if you say so. But
Dalton was clearly the worst.
He was kind of nubs.
Drab, more on the Kate Middleton saga. So you saw Pierce Morgan. He says no chance. That's her. And I mean, I think he's a pretty keen royal observer. Is he like the editor now of the Daily Mail?
I'm sure I know.
I think he is. I think he's one of the top dogs over there. Or he used to be. He says no chance. You know that donk? Is it Andy Cohen? He says no chance. Those guys are too keen.
Isn't Andy Cohen doing blow all the time? Is he a great?
I think he's doing a lot of things.
Allegedly, I guess allegedly there.
Well, TMZ said it wasn't her.
They're saying it's not her.
They came out and said it wasn't her. But then there were witnesses at the farm who said it was her.
You got to remember. They say, then this is why first of all, I looked at it right away and said, that doesn't look like her. But supposedly there is a woman, and then they showed a picture I saw in some story that they say is her, who's a known doppelganger for Kate Middleton. Just like that Taylor Swift chick that's on Instagram. She looks just like her, in my opinion.
She looks a lot like her, yeah.
Yeah, and she dresses
like
her.
If she walked into this room, I would know it's not her.
She looks so close.
Looking at the screenshot, I don't think that's her.
Exactly. Right. I mean, it's common sense.
It
doesn't look like her. And the idea is that apparently she and there's a Prince William lookalike guy have been used before by the royals.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, he's a program director.
The guy standing next to her. It's just a tall guy with a hat drawn over his face.
They say William never wears a hat.
Yeah.
It's just, they're doing a bit. The royals are trying to just make the story go away. Probably hired this couple to do this. And it's backfiring in their faces. It's just not her.
I'll take your word for it.
I don't have enough bandwidth to deal with the royals. I need to come up with my winner to ship Jason today so I stay alive in the survivor pool.
Correct.
Here's what I don't understand about them.
Yeah.
They know the entire world is talking about this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Why don't they just bring her out for 5 minutes so we can all see that she's alive and she's fine?
Because she's banged up with the tummy tuck.
Well, that's fine. You can be banged up with a tummy tuck.
They don't. I don't know. Or it's
we need a
awful.
Sign of life.
Because they're weird.
That's all we need.
Proof of life. We've talked about it for years.
I know. That's why conspiracies.
They like this.
That's
or
why
she's
the conspiracies
dead.
Are out there.
Then there's this whole thing like, what happens if Prince William committed a major crime because they think he like. Pushed her down the stairs or something, and she...
Oh, he abused her?
Well, there's conspiracy theories out there that he donked her off.
Oh, so this is the staircase?
Fell down the stairs bit. And then he could actually get himself out of prison.
That guy couldn't have been more guilty.
The staircase
it's
just totally a coincidence, Cake.
He's trying to claim like an owl came and attacked her at the top of the stairs and dragged her down the steps.
Like a bird flew in the house.
Are you serious?
All right, guys. The weather this time of year can be as unpredictable as ever, so be ready no matter what the temperature is with a $99 heating and cooling check from the 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf. That's right. For just $99, Crop Metcalf 5-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system and assure peace of mind today, no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
EBR, your world's colliding with the Post Malone teasing the new song with Morgan Wallen.
I like that. I'm a big fan of both guys. You
like
know that.
You like when those guys get together and do some work.
I like that. Have they released like a little preview of it?
I guess Post Malone teased it. You have the audio here, Valdez?
It takes two.
Expert. I have seen him live and in concert
with
former Washington Wizards head coach Scott Brooks in the same suite.
He likes Post too?
Well, I think his kids dragged him along.
Oh, okay.
From what I remember. Didn't actually speak to him. It's kind of my thing, not to speak to Wizards executives in suites. I did that this week.
You'll get tired of that song in about a couple months.
Yeah.
Right? Because it'll be on every three songs you hear, it'll be
possibly a spring summer banger.
Possibly that's your song of the summer, your upcoming song of the summer.
Probably maybe. Is.
Hey, speaking of summer, did you see the? You know how they're doing Ocean's Calling with Blink 182 and OAR and all the nostalgia bands.
Sure,
they're doing a Country's Calling.
I know, I saw that
in October.
Now OAR's not involved with this one, right?
No.
But I don't same company that's putting together.
Yeah, probably the same promoters and same company, but they did a country offshoot for Ocean City
is
in October.
Is it a 2 or 3 day festival?
It's a 2 day festival.
Okay.
This one actually looks pretty good. So this is going to be, let me see if I have the dates. It's October 4th and 5th. That's a weekend. Ooh,
I wonder who the Commanders are playing that weekend. We'll know soon enough.
So Friday you've got Eric Church and Jelly Roll. Then you have Riley Green, Clint Black, Martina McBride. If you're in the country world, I'm sure you know all these guys. On Saturday, Tyler Childers and Lainey Wilson. Lainey Wilson, who won a Grammy recently, right?
I don't know.
7 times she tried out for American Idol and never got past the first round.
Right.
Never got crazy. Bailey Zimmerman, the Brothers Osborne, Dwight Yoakam, Tanya, I mean, just crazy. Bunch of country stars.
Big names.
Are you going to go see Jelly Roll in Ocean City?
I don't know. I would love to get Jelly Roll on this show. I would like in studio.
Mm-hmm.
He does everybody. He loves publicity.
I'm sure he does.
I'd love to get him in.
And hype up his festival.
Is he still promising to run a 5K like this summer?
I would consider you one of the world's foremost experts on Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
You're asking
if
me.
If you say
I don't know.
He is, then I would believe it.
I don't know.
I think
what
he's like
he's doing.
Well, I mean, if you see him, I mean, the guy, he's probably 450 to 500 pounds.
Yeah.
But I guess he's been challenged.
Is
to
he
lose
that
some
big?
He's huge.
Five? Is he really that
he's,
big?
Because he's tall, too.
Oh.
He's a lot taller than you think.
He's the perfect singer for Ocean City. 400 pounds and a billion tattoos.
He's going to hit so hard
gonna,
there.
It's going to fit in well.
Good for him.
Hey, we were one of the first on Jelly Roll on this show.
What about we? I think you specifically.
All right, I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take the credit. I was trying to be magnanimous.
Jelly Roll, and I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I was trying to be magnanimous and give you guys all the credit.
I understand.
We were on Jelly Roll before.
I'll credit you with that one.
I think you need to go see him.
I would love to see him.
I told you my sister-in-law was going to see him in small venues a couple years ago.
Yeah, no, I would love to see him. I already know next fall I'm booked. Every weekend I'm booked.
Yeah, you're not traveling down to Ocean City.
Now,
to see
after
Jelly
next
Roll.
Fall, I can do stuff like
that.
Mm-hmm. But I can't right now. I just don't want to miss my kids' stuff.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I would go. Is it going to be at the exact same spot?
I would imagine it's probably the same area.
Yeah. Probably leaving the stage up. It's a week later.
Oh, it is.
I'm guessing that's what they're doing.
It's the week after.
Just leave all the infrastructure
off. And your BFF, Jimmy Charles, is going to be there, too.
Oh, is he? I think he's doing
the Friday.
Well, he's the guy that has a song. Is it actually called Ocean City? Or definitely has a song about Ocean City?
It's called It's a Maryland Thing.
Can you pull it up? You'll be sized.
Of course you will.
By the way, just since we're speaking of music, did you see the reports that Justin Timberlake, who is pulling out all the stops, trying to promote his album, trying to get some good publicity going. Mm-hmm. You know, he even had an NSYNC reunion
in an
LA show.
Yeah.
He's doing all this promotion and everything. Dud on Spotify.
Oh, really? Not a lot of streams?
I don't even think any of his songs from his new album made like the top 100.
It's over, Johnny. It's over for Justin Timberlake. He had a great
run.
He had a great run.
I know, but it's just kind of wild. An Atlantic sunrise and the sunset over. Although I never crossed the Bay Bridge with the windows down. Salt air blowing all around. Never heard of ass woman or Susquehanna. Got a melon tattoo with matching pajamas. Let me shed a little light so you can recognize why us free state folks have so much pride. It's a Maryland thing. Understand, we can talk about it over natty boat cans, picking crabs on the porch on a hot summer night, tucked underneath them.
Natty boat, crabs.
This is the song of Ocean City.
Yeah. When did this come out? Like 10 years ago or something? Or only a few years
fairly
ago?
Fairly recent.
Does he mention any bars or restaurants in the song?
I'm trying to remember.
He says Ravens. He says watching Ravens where?
At the bank.
At the bank.
Aztecs hurt me.
You hate wild horses.
Hey, I hung out with him.
I know.
He's nice. Where did you hang with him?
When I went to the Maryland game in Nashville.
Shocker, it was a Maryland game.
Yeah,
the guy loves Maryland.
The bowl game.
That was the, hold on. What was the name of the sponsor? Can't remember. I remember they won. I remember they beat Auburn's ass.
I had no idea who I was talking to. They told me he had an Ocean City song, and so
Jimmy Charles?
Song. Yeah, I didn't know he was a big song.
He mentions Harborside, and Crush there.
There you go.
That's where the Crush was invented.
Mm.
Everyone knows that.
Mm. Okay.
If you say so.
Aldiz has the most Maryland pride. It is really unbelievable.
You should be up on the big board when they show Stephon Diggs. And
I think I have Maryland pride. Hi, this is Matt Valdez.
You'd get a big
This
pop,
is Matt Valdez. I have Maryland pride.
Like they show Boomer, and you know, like for the young college kids at College Park right now, like they don't know who Boomer Esiason is, even though he's a famous Terp.
Of course not.
I'm gonna tell you, they don't know who Matt Valdez is.
But Stephon Diggs gets a big pop. Vernon Davis gets a pretty big pop. Uh-huh. Torrey Smith gets.
What about Bias?
Good. Well, I mean, they don't have Len Bias.
I have Maryland pride.
Hold on. When Boomer does it, nobody responds.
It's crickets compared to like Stephon Diggs.
Right, but my point is, do Maryland students currently know who
Len Bias is? Oh,
okay. Back in the day when Boomer was still playing, he would come to Cole Fieldhouse and sit courtside, and the place would go nuts.
Right. I'm just telling you my experience being at Maryland Stadium when they go through that video.
Right.
He gets medium to tepid like response.
Wow.
He doesn't get the pop like Stephon Diggs does.
But don't you think in general, like for some reason, I feel like Virginia people have this bizarre Virginia pride. Like there's definitely a Virginia Maryland thing.
Sure.
Definitely. Right. Yeah. Like Virginia people think you can't live on the side. Like Jason's
adopted
it. It's
a weird rivalry.
It's a weird thing. But I don't really have that Maryland pride. Like I think Maryland is.
It's a funny song.
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
Right. But like New Yorkers love New York. They you know what I mean?
I'll tell you this. Yeah. I was detesting Virginia when I was trying to get on the Beltway off of Georgetown Pike, which last time I checked, that portion of the Beltway is in Virginia.
But they're going to Maryland.
I understand they're going to Maryland.
They're going to, so they must but live in Maryland.
You have to own that part
that
of the Beltway.
That part sucks. I agree.
That's your part of the Beltway.
The Beltway in general sucks. I don't care if it's Maryland or Virginia.
I generally agree with you.
It's terrible.
It took me to Balls Hill Road. Is that what it's called? Balls Hill
Not
Road.
Sure.
Yeah, you bypass that. You go to 123. And then, believe me, you still have a 10-minute backup. But it didn't take me as long as it took you.
Right.
Yeah, I did Dolly Madison.
Yeah.
Eventually got on Dolly Madison. Mm. But then you have to get on the Beltway at some point.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. It's necessary evil.
Right.
You did, Dolly. Kind of sounds weird.
I jumped on the Dolly Madison.
Yeah, you hopped on her.
Whatever it is.
You hopped on Dolly.
You just get to the point where no matter how well you know the area, you got to have your ways on it all the time.
Of course. There's always construction and or an accident.
Especially when you leave here. When I leave here, sometimes it's a nightmare. Or even on the BW.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah, what's going on?
Construction.
I know.
Yeah, what is that? Like 695.
Every road in this area is just falling apart.
Yeah, but some days
every road
nothing.
Has thorns.
And there's construction. There's construction everywhere.
There is. Right.
And there's, you know what? Too many people.
Jason, again, that's why we're going to blast off to Mars together, you and I. Yes. We're going to say bye-bye to everybody here, and we're going to go live in solitude on the red planet.
That's called your dirt nap.
At some point. All right, when we come back, we'll get into the Commanders. The draft is about 5 weeks away. Is J.J. McCarthy in play for the Commanders? We'll tell you about that next here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.